I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Illusionoid.
Our special guest tonight, Miss Jess Bryson.
Yes.
How many of you have heard our podcast before? Oh, good. We have a large section. Awesome.
We are going to go on a quest in post-apocalyptic Australia. And we need to find something. What is it we're looking for? Something rare that we used to have an abundance of, and now there's a dearth of
none of it.
What was it you said?
Lavender. Was that lavender?
Yeah.
Lavender.
Thank you very much.
What are we calling this?
Called the smell of lavender.
The smell of lavender.
Fury.
Fury.
The smell of lavender, colon, fury.
Oh, I love it. I like this.
Right? Down under.
Wait. The smell of lavender, fury, down under.
And one more suggestion.
Yeah.
Some type of, a roadway, like road or boulevard or avenue.
Avenue.
All right. So
the smell of lavender, colon, fury avenue.
Yeah.
And as we do, we start every episode of the podcast like this.
Yes.
In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly dangers to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radius. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future. Ultimately, spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Can you hear me? Citizens of the past, whether you are technically citizens at all or not, it is you who exist in the past to whom I transmit. I'm keeping it low and on the DL right now. Transmitting from deep below the surface of a moon, the last place. The mad computer Illusionoid cannot detect me. Hidden deep, deep below in an abandoned mine shaft. The moon mines of Alpha Centauri 6. I didn't say it's a Terran moon. It's an Alpha Centaurian moon. And deep, deep below the bottom of the moon mines, where they would literally mine moons for that most valuable possession, currency of all, moon. Some mines were unethical. We called those blood moons. I digress. I transmit to you a warning of your future. In your future, nuclear waste will be the result of nuclear holocausts, which will wipe clean all life on your planet except for one corner where humanity will struggle to survive in the most unlikely place of all. Backwards, bigoted land called Australia. These least deserving of humans will ironically survive and strangle each other for supremacy. Listen on as they fight and clamor and steal for that most valuable possession. Commodity, not moon. Lavender. Gotta stay clean.
Did you find any?
I found nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
There's nothing here, Gus. Simpsy. Someone got here before us.
They cleaned out the lavender before we arrived.
Totally gone. Not so much as a leaf or a petal.
Is that what they are? Petals?
They're like buds. Right, little sprouts, and then like buds, and in the center there's a little stamen. It's got the pollen on it.
I only know it as a color. And a scent.
A scent of lavender. I wish I could have a bit of that right now.
Everything just smells like burnt things and decaying flesh.
Char. Bones.
Charred bones.
Charred bones. Burned. Whew, that was a bit of a downer, wasn't it?
Well, should we move on? I don't really want to camp in a place full of charred bones.
Well, we need fuel. We need petrol.
Oh, well, we'll ask this lady. But excuse me, miss.
Hello. Oh, jeez. Yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah, we thought we'd gas up before we take off and look for more lavender. Have you got any petrol?
Oh, petrol? That's fun. Yeah, no, we don't have any left after the nucleus. No, it's all gone now.
After the nucleus?
Oh, the nucleus took all the bomb stuff, so we don't really have that anymore. But, no, we're super still having a good time. It's fine.
Do you have an engine that will burn charred bones and flesh for fuel?
Oh, for sure. It's called a Kanga. It's not a big deal. It's no
problem.
I'm
sorry, what's it called?
A Kanga.
A Kanga.
It's a fun roo playoff because we've got roos here.
Right.
I get it.
Because like cockroaches, they survived.
Yeah.
There's one, yeah.
What? That is a gigantic kangaroo.
Yeah, they got really big. No problem, they're fun.
So are you saying we've got to climb inside this giant marsupial's front pouch and it'll hop us all the way across the land as we look for lavender?
Oh, I knew this lavender. Guys, hi, I'm Cheryl. You never even asked. Come on.
Sorry. Cheryl, where is lavender? Is there lavender nearby? We thought this whole place was cleared out.
Well, have you been to Uluru?
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 Uluru.
Uluru.
Sounds Australian.
It for sure is. It's a big rock. There's lots of lavender on it.
Hold on. Me dad used to tell me about Uluru when I was just a boy. That was before the nucleus. He said, if you go out there, you'll find a mountain.
A mountain of lavender.
Da, you see, it's a mountain of lavender, but how can such a thing even sustain itself under the immense weight that would be as a result of all of it?
It's simple science, me boy.
Science?
Lavender collects upon itself, fossilizes, becomes heavier and heavier.
Fossilized lavender, da!
That's right. Things have changed since the nucleus. Now things fossilize at a half life at 2.5 weeks.
Da.
Blimey.
Da, what's happening? What's your face doing, da?
Fossilizing.
Oh my god. Da!
Da, remember me, mate.
Da!
Remember burying me in a mountain in my own face.
Gary, where was your dad from?
I think he was from Manchester.
Weird.
Yeah.
So his face fossilized right in front of you.
It was amazing. It got all hard. It just stayed that way.
It's getting windy.
Here comes the
wind. We should get in that Kanga and take off for Uluru Rock.
Come on, guys. Come with Cheryl, and I'm going to, like, make you some nice tea. We're going to have a nice time.
Uluru! All right. Hop in.
All right. We need to climb. There we are.
My eye. The kangaroo, enough. Oh. Please. Giant fist. All right. Thank you. Yes.
Sorry, guys. I brought my semi.
Oh. All right. Well, we subdued the Kanga. We can
thank
get inside
you,
it.
Thank you, Cheryl.
So this is really some sort of road trip journey we're going to have.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I've been terribly lonely since everyone died.
Yeah, well, you know the effects of the nucleus, right?
Yeah.
They increased our aggression, but they lowered our libido.
Well, not with Cheryl. Oh, jeez.
Of course. You're the one we heard about, prophesied.
Yeah, it was written in the old textbooks.
My dad told me about it.
No, your dad.
No, you listen to me.
This dad.
One of these days,
yeah,
you're gonna grow up, and you're not gonna wanna have sex with the ladies.
Well, it'd be because I'm not able, dad.
No, you'll be able. You just won't wanna.
Oh.
It's called your libido. Right. Scientifically, the nucleus has reduced our inclination to reproduce.
Oh God. So we'll just peter out. Our entire civilization will just wind down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That is foretold.
But isn't there no way to save us, Dar? Is there no way to repopulate this barren wasteland?
There is foretold. 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 It's foretold.
Okay.
A woman whose libido will not be diminished, who will be able to go all night long. Whoa.
What will her name be, Dar?
It escapes me.
Oh, shit. Dar!
What?
Oh,
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Thanks, Dar.
Yeah. So keep your eyes out for her. She's a goer. Oh.
Wow, your dad knew a lot of things. Your dad knew some weirdly specific things.
He did. He gave me the tools that I would need after he passed to find my way in this barren land. And we found Cheryl, Gus.
We did.
And we found Aru.
And now we're on to Uluru,
yeah, and I'm horny, so it's fine. Let's do it, right, guys?
I think that's up to you, Gus. The nuclear's made me smooth.
Not so fast.
Oh, God, is someone else in this spruce sack?
Hold everything.
I've heard of him. He's the master.
Yeah? Master. Master faster.
Master faster.
Yeah.
Of course. The warlord.
That's right. Hunger strike. 15 years. Master faster.
Nice. He's
so good at it.
I'm so hungry.
Well, you've been inside this kangaroo pouch, have you, for 15 years?
No, I've been fasting for 15 years.
Right.
I got in this kangaroo pouch before you came over that eel.
Oh. Oh, all right. So you just got. So you're here, just
makes
like.
Sense.
All right.
Waiting for us to get into this kangaroo.
That's right. Y'all are gonna take me.
And where are you from?
Texas.
Oh, you don't say.
Born in Texas.
Oh, born there.
Moved here before the nucleus.
Oh yeah.
Survived.
Amazing. Are you smooth like me?
You mean airless?
No, I mean he has no libido, but mine just got fried off.
That's why we call him Gus.
That's right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Sexually, I'm not too into it ever since the nucleus. Back before then, could go all night.
Yeah, well, we've got a woman here. Her name's Cheryl.
You're going to trade her to me for something?
Well, trade her to you?
Is that where we're going with this?
No, not at all.
Oh, geez, Cheryl's still here. I've been here the whole time, and I just thought we were going to go be friends. And go to Uluru, get some lavender, feel nice, calm down, have a bath maybe, I don't know.
Don't tell... Sorry.
Hang on right there. Master Faster wants the lavender.
Oh, I see. You want the lavender, dear?
Yeah, and this Rue's gonna take... You're gonna take me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you feel that for a second?
I did.
Weird how the atmosphere just dips. Every 5 minutes. Yeah. Every 5 minutes. Air pressure.
Low pressure zone.
Yeah.
Should we take that opportunity? Should we take that opportunity in the dip to get to Uluru as fast as we can?
That's a great idea.
Well, we gotta wait 5 minutes again.
Oh. Oh, all right. Well, here we go.
Do you guys want to sing that, like, fun Australian folk song we all know?
the backdoor Annie, what was
No. It's the one about
Delilah.
It's Delilah.
Dancing the
Delilah dancing.
Dancing Susie.
Delilah dancing Susie, yeah.
Let's just listen to the sound of the dingoes.
Okay, well.
Long ago. Master Faster. That's me.
Yeah.
On the eve of his hunger strike, assembled a ragtag clan of losers, criminals, and idiots. We run this town. This town that you see around you.
And what happened?
We burnt it to the ground. Master Faster. You haven't heard of me?
Well, not until about 5 minutes ago.
I've heard of him. He's a legend in these parts of burning and pillaging and taking all the lavender for his own, but it looks like he has none or he wouldn't want to come with us.
We ran out. We burned our own town to the ground in fury. Don't know if you noticed. You're treading on Fury Avenue.
Yes. I did notice that.
We took it right down to Fury Avenue.
And you rocked it down.
And then we took it higher.
No! Yeah. Well, that must be why there's no lavender. You took things too high.
That's right. Out in the street, there was daylight.
Lots of work to be done.
Now there's just fire.
Just fire.
So yeah, we're gonna find that lavender. Start a new town. Maybe Barter Town. Maybe Sunshine Town.
Yeah.
Depends on my mood.
All right.
We'll get something to eat.
I'll throw in with your lot.
All right.
As will I. Cheryl, are you coming along? Oh. Well, looks like you have no choice.
You know what? No. You know what? I feel like people haven't been listening to Cheryl. I've been feeling like the men, thinking they're better at the end of the world, have just been chatting about, you know, doing whatever they want. I'm the one with the roux.
The wind has dipped. We have to go.
You know, that feels a little dismissive, Cheryl. All right. Here we go. Fine. But I'm not happy.
Now I hook this roux up to a makeshift motor. And here we are. We're on our way.
Excellent.
There we go.
All right.
We can't stay here very long without water, though. We've got to find some water. All we've got inside this roux pouch is mucus. Bet you didn't know that, did you?
Spitzies. Spitzies on the mucus.
He's on the mucus.
You're right. You're right. I've got to keep my... You're right. I almost broke my fast.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I can't eat that mucus.
Master Faster.
You tempted Master Faster.
I did.
You'll pay the price for that next time.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I catch you.
If there is a next time.
And there won't be, promise you. I'll promise you that.
We've arrived at Uluru Rock, where the lavender... Cheryl said... You said there were lavender here, Cheryl.
Yeah, but it was before when I felt like sharing with you guys. Quite frankly, no one's asked Cheryl about Cheryl's backstory, eh?
Cheryl,
why is she, no,
tell us.
No, you talk like you take my gun and my roux. You don't ask me what. Well, I'm the only Australian here, quite frankly. And I think you're rude. And
hold
I
on,
think
hold,
I'm done. No,
hold on,
I'm,
y'all. Hold on, y'all. Back it up. Back that ass up.
Oh, now you want me. You know, oh, everybody's been pissing Cheryl around, but not really using Cheryl in the way that a lady needs. And quite frankly, I'm done. I don't, you know, I was nice to pick up these two desperate men. And then, you know, you jump into this room. You burn down a town, you know, probably Brisbane. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Hold on.
And
you don't know.
And why are you fasting? I'm mad. I'm very mad. I'm a mad Cheryl. And so maybe I'm going to go and take my lavender and find different gentlemen suitors.
Someone please do something. Sweet talk Cheryl to tell us where the lavender is.
Cheryl. Listen now. I realize I've been crusty. I've been brusque with you and I never asked you about yourself.
Yeah. No,
I just,
you didn't.
I just want to say that after the nucleus, things weren't the same for me.
No,
I had not for me either,
jeez.
Yeah, I lost all my family, my friends, and my libido.
I know.
And I thought that if I could get myself to this lavender, that somehow I could lose myself in its fragrance, and somehow it would act on me like an aphrodisiac, bring my libido back.
You know, in Sydney, where I'm from.
Yeah.
I used to make lavender soaps.
You did?
Like, that was a thing I did for fun. I never thought at the end of the world it'd be such a commodity because of its ability to heal horrible scars caused by a nuclear fallout.
What would you say if I asked you to make some soap right now?
Oh my God, that is the nicest thing anyone has ever asked me, ever. Ever and ever and ever. Here we go. I'll use the mucus.
She's doing it. She's using the mucus to make soap.
It's amazing. The enzymes are working.
It's incredible. And the scent. Oh, she's adding a little electricity to it, apparently. Oh.
And look, lavender. I had it the whole time. Uluru is just a really beautiful spot you should all check out.
Wait a second. You had lavender on you the whole time. Why are we in the pouch of this kangaroo?
Because it's fun.
Somehow I feel misled. A little bit duped, Cheryl.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, I guess I lied a little bit. But, you know, you never asked. And I guess I was lonely. It's lonely here. So, sorry to everyone.
I suppose that's the one thing that wasn't wiped out by the nucleus. Loneliness.
It actually created more.
What?
It created more loneliness.
I don't get it. What
people
do you mean?
Were blown up, and that's what the bones, the charred people.
Right, got it, yeah. Master Faster's lonely. We're all a bit lonely, aren't we?
Master Faster used to have a dwarf sat on his shoulder.
I remember that.
Took him everywhere Master Faster went. Yeah. Getting fights with him and tell me what to do.
Well, maybe Master Faster, maybe you and Cheryl should hang out, get to know each other. Ask her some questions about herself.
See if she'll sit on your shoulders. Tell you what to do.
I don't know, Cheryl. How about it? If we start a new town, just maybe, you know, the two of us go all night, repopulate the human race.
That's the most romantic thing anyone has ever said to me.
You mean since the nucleus?
Yep.
Or before as well?
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Back in Sydney, when I was casually making soaps and working as an administrator in a boring office, Cheryl was a bit of a dud. Nobody wanted Cheryl. And here I am at the end of the world, just ready to go. And I got nothing. But you three gentlemen.
I feel for the first time in 15 years.
Like you want to eat?
Master Faster hungers.
Maybe we should step away while this happens.
There's not a ton of room in this town.
No, you're staying right here.
Oh, we're going to say.
You're staying right here.
Stay where we are.
This is happening right here in the pouch of this giant kangaroo.
Oh, God, yes, please. This is my fantasy, guys.
I guess I'll just watch.
It's a part of the fantasy. Thanks.
All right, then.
Isn't it lovely? Everything smells like lavender.
Yeah.
It really is.
I can feel humanity coming back right now.
Just like my dad told me.
One of these days.
Yeah, da.
You're gonna be in the pouch of a giant kangaroo.
What? Come again?
You're gonna be, there's not a lot of time. The blood cults are coming. Yeah. You're gonna be in the pouch of a giant kangaroo. Oh. And you're not going to be alone in there.
What?
It's not going to be a kid either.
What are you talking about?
I mean a baby kangaroo. It's not going to be one of those.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be three other human beings.
Where are they?
Two other males and one female who will be ready to go all night.
What's going to happen to her?
She's going to go all night with my boy.
With me?
Afraid not.
Shit.
It's a prophecy.
Wow, that's so weird. He was so specific.
I know.
Your dad had a gift.
He did.
Well, it's done. It was a long night.
It's the next morning, and you literally went all night.
Jeez, thanks. That was great. So, thanks. I'm done. I got what I needed.
Oh, yeah. So, Master Faster. Get you a ding.
Yes.
What?
We've got to harvest your fertilized eggs.
Yeah, because they all smell like lavender.
Yes. And we'll implant them in the wall of this giant kanga.
And it'll have lavender joeys.
Human joey hybrids.
That smell like lavender.
Lavender will cover Australia once again.
Okay, wait a second. Once again, all the men making decisions for Cheryl. No, I don't think so.
What would it take to convince you to do this?
I mean, that nice music and, like, gee, say something nice to me, because, like, they're my babies.
How about, a didgeridoo party or something?
I mean, can you circle or breathe or just blow?
Bit of both, babe. Don't know if you noticed all night long.
I know. It was a little disappointing.
Oh, well, get a load of this.
Oh, my God! I can't believe you didn't pull this out last night. All right, you can have my fertilized eggs.
We did it! We saved Australia!
We saved Australia!
Fury Avenue!
The end.
Ridiculousness. Thank you, everybody. Jess Bryson, everybody. Lee Smart, Paul Bates, I'm Nug Nargang, Josh Murray in the booth, thanks so much.
And your ex-girlfriends.
And your ex-girlfriends who opened the show, thanks so much.
The Smell of Lavender, Fury Avenue. Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang. With special guest, Jess Bryson. Recorded live at the Bad Dog Comedy Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, May 14th, 2015. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.